To do or not to do? This, my friends, is the question that we ask ourselves in business all day, every day. And it's the one that will stop you from making the progress and realizing the success that you know you can achieve. Let's dive in. Welcome to Thrive and Serve. I'm Colin Scotland, and here we talk about how really becoming and living our most authentic version of self. It is through that that we powerfully amplify our impact in the world. And the more we can be truest expression of self, the more we can live the life we're meant to live. Take a deep breath with me. Let's dive in. To do or not to do is the question of procrastination, the thing that stops all of us from gaining momentum in our lives, in our businesses. Think about all of those things that you would have, should have, could have done, do, and are not doing. I need to get to this. I want to do this. I should be doing that. Maybe I should be playing with this. There are a legion of those things for each of us in our experience. And yet we are not doing those things that we ought to do. Bob Proctor calls it the knowing-doing gap. We know we shouldn't eat that bar of chocolate, but we're doing it anyway. We go to the fridge, we reach for the bar of chocolate, we look down and it's half eaten. It's the knowing-doing gap. It's not your fault. Let me tell you that. It's not your fault that you are doing that which you know you shouldn't do, or you're not doing that which you know you should. It's not your fault. It's the way that we're made up as human beings. 95% of our behavior is automatic. It's unconscious or subconscious. We are not awake and aware of it. Only a very small portion of what goes on inside of your head is intentional thought, is aware, is conscious of what's happening. The rest of it is automatic. Things happen and we just react. Things happen and we move, and we find ourselves feeling, thinking, and doing in that cycle. This is where procrastination really takes hold, because when we are in the game of business, we know that we need to get that podcast done, right? So I'm sat here right now, and I've mentioned this before, I'll mention it again. I've got 23 minutes until my next call, my next meeting. And it is all too easy to sit knowing I need to do my podcast and record this episode, and then actually pressing the record button and recording the episode. They're two separate things. It's very, very easy. And I almost did this. Hands up. I almost did this and fell into the trap of, oh, I'll just check my emails again. I'll just go and fiddle with this thing over here that I'm playing with. Or I'll rework those bits on my newsletter that have been on my mind. And allowing distraction to stop you moving forward. It's the worst thing that you can do, let me tell you. It's the worst thing that you can do. And it happens to all of us. Let's be real here. It happens to every single one of us. We all know what we should be doing. And yet, if we're honest with ourselves, we're not doing that thing. So think about a goal in your business for you that you know you need to, you want to achieve, right? You desire that goal. And then look at how you spent your time yesterday. How much of that time was spent in action that's going to move you towards that goal? Be real, be honest. You have to be honest in order to become aware that you know but you're not doing. Or you're doing and you're not knowing, right? You have to become aware of it. And when you're aware of it, then you can look candidly, make an honest assessment, and begin to do the things that will help you to gain momentum. So look at that. Examine where and how you've been showing up, and how and where that relates to where you want to be. When I consult with brands, with organizations, with coaches, consultants, I ask three questions. Well, four, actually. The first one is, why are we doing this? I'm like a child. Why? Why are you doing this? Why are you wanting to grow this business? That's the precursor, because it drives everything that I do, everything that I'm all about. But the three questions in the main are, where are you right now? Where are you right now? An honest look at where you are right now. Where do you want to be? What's the end goal? What's the dream outcome? And then the fun bit. How do we get there? How do we close that gap between where you are and where you want to be? And this is based on a planning cycle inside of business management, where you assess where you are, you set some goals for where you want to be, and then you do the actions that are going to get you towards them goals. It really makes sense. It's really logical, and it drives results over and over again, only if you are honest about the question of where you are right now and not deluded, not deluding yourself, not unaware completely that you're just acting on autopilot, reacting to things and not actively doing that thing that you want. I've lost count of the amount of conversations I've had with people who tell me these grand plans for what they want to achieve. And then when it boils down to the actions that they're doing in order to achieve those grand plans, it's a total, it's a zero, it's a flat line, zero, zero action. Oh, I know I want to be doing this, and I want to be doing this, and I want to be doing this. What are you actually doing right now? Where are you right now? Tell me. What have you produced in terms of content? Light, I call it lighthouse content, where you shine your light out into the world through content, through your voice. The whole purpose of this podcast, it's the same thing. It's shining your voice out in the world, the authentic version of you, so that then resonates with people who it's meant to resonate with. It's the attraction of the ideal people for you to serve and to work with. And often the answer is, oh, nothing, not doing any of that, not doing it. Or maybe posting blindly on LinkedIn or Facebook or social media or some other thing, spending hours in wrong action. Like action, not taking action's bad. Taking wrong action is just folly, right? Because it's not taking you to where you want to go. So that honest look at what it is that you're doing now, what it is that you're not doing now. The not question is just as important as the doing question. What are you doing right now? How are you spending your time and your day? And what are you not doing that you ought to be doing in order to reach that destination? And when we look at these things, we can begin to understand, oh, well, I think the focus should be my podcast or my YouTube channel or my lead generation strategy with email or whatever it is. They're just things that come up in my world because they're things that I play with each day. What comes up for you in your world? What do you know you should be doing in order to get to those results that you want to get to? And again, even that question, the results that you want to get to, what results? What do you want to get to? Because when you anchor into that, then you have more of a driving force, more of an impetus to do rather than not to do. So what is that why? That's why I asked the why question first. What is the why? What's the thing that's getting you out of bed every morning to do the thing that you do? Think about that. Spend some time with it. Allow it to unfold and evolve as it does. Check out the last episode where I talk about exactly that, the evolving of our why, our purpose. And then anchored in that, the question of what you should be doing becomes crystal clear. I need to get 10 clients in my coaching practice in the next 2 months. 10 clients per month. I need to do that in order to hit my target, to impact this number of people in a year, to serve this number of people, to provide for my family, to live a full, rich, abundant life of service. And there's a powerful why right there. Now, what do you need to do in order to make that happen? I need to be speaking on, making this stuff up just as an example, right, so that you can see. I need to be speaking on podcasts. I need to be producing YouTube videos, writing blog posts, and making sure that my lead generation funnel is being driven by conversations. So those things become the things that you should be doing. Okay. How many of what? Let's say one podcast episode a week, one YouTube video a week, and five conversations a day. There now, we have a list, don't we? So in your week, you win the week when you've recorded your podcast, created your video, and had five conversations per day. And that's your only task. When you wake up in the morning, you get to do those things as a priority. Not checking emails, not firefighting, not living in the past, or worrying about the hypothetical future, but living right now. And doing those things that you know will lead you to that end goal. That's the key. And you can apply that process to all things, to all areas. Replace what I've just shared with what it is that you're looking to do. Outline the steps that you know you need to take in order to get there. And then commit to taking those steps. And then you'll fall off a cliff. Let's be real. You'll fall off a cliff because you know what you need to do. You know why you're doing it. You know where you're headed. And yet you'll still not do it. Why is that? Why is that? The answer is really simple. Even though we are motivated, we're inspired now because we know we're going to get these 10 clients in the next 8 weeks. We're excited about that. Momentum is key. Inertia is what keeps us in procrastination. So had I allowed that inertia to take hold before I hit record today, I would now be checking my emails, looking at the clock, saying, I've only got 14 minutes left now until my next call. There's no way I can record a 15-minute podcast episode in that time. So I'll just leave it. And it gets pushed back. And it gets pushed into the future as opposed to being real in the present right now. The key here to fight this inertia and beat procrastination, because it always comes up, it's just part of our nature. We can't escape it. I've literally just battled it to press record on this podcast today. The key is momentum and asking you yourself the question, what can you do right now to move towards that goal? Good friend of mine, fellow coach, Rob Cressy, talks about micro commitments. What small thing could you do right now? And he shares some wonderful stuff around, you know, you want to cultivate a gratitude practice. When you're brushing your teeth every morning, think and feel into three things that you're grateful for. So you're stacking, James Clear calls it habit stacking. You're stacking little habits on top of one another to make it easy. And he and I talk about things being easy, light, and fun. If it feels hard, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. Lean in to the enjoyment. Lean in to the fun, light, and easy. And then, of course, there's an element of having to commit, having to do that thing. If it's going to the gym, you've got to get your gear on, put your trainers on, rock up to the gym, get in the car and go. It doesn't start with a workout. It starts with that decision inside of you to do the thing that you know you want to do, that you need to do. And don't live in should have, would have, could have. Don't live there. Don't entertain it. Be that person that you know. Be sure and certain. Be anchored in that why and know, I am a gym goer. I am a runner. I am a successful entrepreneur. I have these new coaching clients coming into my world. I am serving these 10 people every single day. Replace those things with what's relevant for you. I'm just making these things up to give you an example. I am those things. Live in that energy of I am. And then do what it is that you need to do. Do those things. If they're giant and overwhelming and you feel like you're at the foot of a mountain, which most of us do most of the time, again, that's okay as well. So what can you do today? Bring it right down to those micro commitments. What can you do today to move things forward? What can you do today in 10 minutes, in 25 minutes, in an hour that will make things different, that will move you towards that goal? So taking those micro steps are what will give you momentum, movement. And here's the beautiful thing. Imagine a boulder sat on the side of a hill. Big boulder, bigger than a human. It's not moving anywhere. It's rock solid. We stand at the side of that boulder and we push with all our might. Nothing is going to move the boulder. So all the energy it takes us to push, it's all the energy we've got. It's harder to get going from zero than when that rock starts to move and then begins to roll down the mountain. The moment the rock starts to move, it's the laws of physics. Once that rock starts to move, the movement itself is what creates momentum. So that now that giant effort to push and get it going is no longer needed. The rock is rolling down the mountain of its own accord. It's got momentum now. It's moving. So all we need to do is just give it a little light push to maybe speed it up. It's very light. It's very easy. It's not hard. It's not difficult. The hard part is going from zero to one. That's where all of the energy, all of the effort comes in. And really it's key that you set an intention and stick to the intention. Don Miguel Ruiz, in his book, The Four Agreements, talks about being impeccable with your word, but also doing your best. Doing your best. If you say you're going to do something, then do it. If you say it only to yourself, you're still saying it. Even if it's just inside of your head, still do it. Do that thing that you're saying. Be honest, because the worst thing that you can do is not to do. And then, here we go, now we go down the spiral. Now we're going, oh, Colin, you didn't do that thing. You're bad. You're bad, Colin. You're a bad guy. Judgment, shame, guilt, negativity. Down the mountain we go and it's spiral, downward spiral. Don't entertain those things. Commit to pushing that boulder, getting it going by doing those micro steps, doing those tiny things that you can do right now. What could you do in the next 5 minutes? Even if it's just to make a list of those things to get started, what could you do to get started? To do rather than not do. What can you do right now? Right now. You're listening to this, you're watching this. There are moments ticking by where you can gain inertia. You can get momentum and movement in whatever it is that you're looking to do. What would that be for you? That's my invitation to you, is to explore that and see where and how you can get that boulder moving. You can make that momentum. Because just with the boulder, as it starts rolling, it becomes easy. There's no heavy effort needed. When you are a successful entrepreneur, you are a successful entrepreneur, and it's light, easy, and it's fun, and it's not hard. It's not hard. The hardest part is going from zero to one. And then once you're at one, you can just do one more and do one more. Once you've got momentum, momentum follows. You get pace, speed picks up, things start to happen. Magic happens because you're in action. You're living in what Buddha called right action. action that's helping you to follow your dharma, get into the groove that you're meant to be in this life. And that's when magic happens. So what is that thing that you can do today? Or not do. But we're not entertaining not do. We're going to be impeccable with our word, and we're going to do that thing that we know we're here to do. We're going to take that step that's going to move us towards that place where we want to be. We're going to lean in to I am that thing. And we're going to do the right action that's going to get us there. Over to you. Thank you so much for joining me today on Thrive and Surf. I'm Colin Scotland. If you found this content helpful, please like, subscribe, and most importantly, share it with someone who needs to hear it. Go let your unique light shine in the world in the way that only you can. I'll see you next time.